Hi, I'm David Reardon, and welcome to the Integral Life Perspective Series. Today we are pleased to be talking to Lynn Dunbrack, the founder of the Tapestry Initiative. This exciting work explores a rich diversity of perspectives related to death, dying, and the challenging changes that life continually presents us. We are really pleased that Lynn found time in her busy schedule to talk to us about her work and the upcoming Tapestry Initiative event at Boulder Integral, October 22nd through the 24th, that Ken Wilber will be speaking at on Saturday. You're going to want to hear Lynn's entire interview, so become a member of Integral Life. The first month is free. But if you still need to be enticed to join, here's a free insider's preview of some of Lynn's initial thoughts on the importance of the topic of death and dying to our pursuit of personal transformation to higher levels of development.
Ken offered some really great insights on this because aside from the obvious social good that comes through direct service of in any circumstance, whether it's with the dying or, you know, poverty or climate change, he really does understand that the topic of death and dying is incredibly relevant on a number of different levels. You know, there's the developmental piece that really has to happen for people to move from one stage to the next, that you do die to something. And if you split off the conversation about your own mortality and don't ask the question, who dies, it sort of gets bound up there. And he made some really important statements about this cannot be missing. This has to be included in the conversation if people are really going to mature psychologically and spiritually. And he's also really understanding in the culture that with an aging boomer population and so much change that's happening in our environment, that this conversation started with Ernest Becker back in the early 90s, and Ken actually said he didn't understand why it disappeared. Denial of death was on the bestseller list for a while, and then it just sort of dried up again. So we do want to point out why this is important, and there's an urgency about it. So that's the other piece.
Well, and the other exciting thing, let's touch on it right here because we keep mentioning our friend Ken, is that he's actually going to be there at the event. Have you guys talked about what you want him to bring to this whole subject?
Yeah, and it was funny. When I went to speak with him at the loft, I didn't have to convince him at all. I actually didn't come with an agenda or a request. He was so excited and open about what Tapestry's doing that he said really humbly at the end, if there's anything I can do to help. And then the invitation came from that. The understanding that we had when we did connect and make the invitation was that what he shared that day in the loft with me was material that I've never really heard him talk about before. You know, I read Grace and Grit initially, and it was the reason that I took on the rest of his work. But he had a lot to say that I think will surprise people about his role as a caregiver. He was very open and honest about the support he knows in retrospect he needed but didn't get.
You can see why I'm so excited for you to hear the full interview with Lynn. What are you waiting for? Sign up now. The first month is free.